Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. This week, we take a look at the work of the Tourism Ministry in expanding Jamaica's tourism footprint. And in our Know Jamaica feature, we'll tell you about the attraction located in a rainforest. I'm Kadisha Watkis. Stay with us for an enjoyable time. Jamaica is a world-renowned tourism destination, and the Tourism Ministry is working aggressively to improve and expand its tourism products to reach millions worldwide. The Tourism Ministry and its relevant agencies have been doing much to increase visitor arrival to Jamaica. The results of this were seen in the last year, as the industry recorded significant growth with figures of 2,080,000 stopover visitors and 1.42 million cruise arrivals.
Visitor arrivals for 2014 grew by 7%. Cruise arrivals grew by 12.5%.
Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook. Coming out of a successful 2014, the country has continued on a steady growth path, with preliminary figures for February 2015 trending up by 5.7% in stopovers. There's no doubt that Jamaica's tourism product has a competitive advantage over many of its Caribbean neighbors. Its continued success in the tourism market is due to several factors. One such is the island's varied accommodation portfolio.
Jamaica's accommodation ranges from bed and breakfast facilities through budget and mid-price hotels to boutique properties and luxury resorts and villas. We have all-inclusives for adult singles, all-inclusives for couples, and we have all-inclusives for the entire family.
Another reason for our notable success as a tourism destination is found in accessibility. Much has been done to ensure that traveling to Jamaica is a smooth experience.
Jamaica has excellent air connectivity with two international airports and a good road network which we continually improve. Travelers can easily get to any and all of our resort areas in a relatively short time. We are served by all the legacy carriers in North America with easy connections to multiple gateways.
And no doubt, Jamaica's diverse tourism product has kept many visitors coming year after year.
Our tourism product comprises more than beaches and hotels. Jamaica is home to more attractions than the rest of the English-speaking Caribbean combined. And some of these attractions are unique to Jamaica.
With these notable elements of the tourism product, the Director of Tourism is forecasting continued growth for the sector, with projections of 3% increase in visitor arrivals for 2015 and 10% in 2016 respectively.
That would mean, by the way, an additional 210,000 arrivals in 2016 over 2015. Were we to achieve that objective, we would need to have an additional 3,300 rooms by 2016. That is really saying the time is right to invest in Jamaica.
In terms of the performance of the source markets for the 2014 period, growth was experienced in several markets. The United States of America had a 2% increase over 2013. Canada saw growth of 5.2% and Europe grew by 10.7%.
The Jamaica Tourist Board plans to continue to aggressively market the destination and grow our market share from our traditional markets of the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Europe. At the same time, we will be uncompromising in our efforts to increase our share from new markets, new and emerging markets like Eastern Europe, Latin America, and Asia.
Director of Tourism, Paul Pennycook. Now for our Know Jamaica feature, we look at Mystic Mountain. Mystic Mountain is one of the top attractions in Ocho Rios. The attraction features several thrilling activities, including a picturesque ride through Jamaica's tropical canopy, bobsledding, and a zipline tour. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For Studio Engineer Andre Palma, I'm Kadisha Watkis.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.